we're holding on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The more we're trying to figure out the case of what was the case of the Ilan? If the Ilan did not have our Arbuah, so it's Makom Patur. So there's no difference between a higher or lower than 10. Because it's only considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid above 10 if it's Dalet al Dalet. So Elamah, the case was, it had 10, it had 4. So then why is the case of the Kalkala Mutter above 10? It's still, it's an extension of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's a Chari Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So it would be also to carry from there to down below. So how can we say case of Kalkala Ma'ala Mayur is Mutter? More answers. I'm reading Reisha Dispe Arbo. The case of the Reisha was a case where it had 4. So if it had 4, so above 10 is considered Reisha Yachid and it's us. Seifa, which we're going to say the case of the Kakal is Mutter, is the less bear Arbo. It doesn't have 4. Okay. So therefore, the only reason why it's Mutter is because it doesn't have 4. So then the question is, so what role does the Kalkala play? It doesn't have 4. Of course it's Mutter above 10. But if it's above, if it's less than 4, and it's above 10, it has the Kalkala, it's Mutter. If it doesn't have a Kalkala, it's also Mutter. No. The Kalkala, save it, the less bear above, the Kalkala, Mashli Mosela above. Rebbe, several lecture mayor, several lecture of Yehuda. So, Rebbe is the one over here saying it's Mutter, because going like Rebbe Yehuda and a mayor. Rebbe Yehuda's shita is that an Erev has to be placed in an area which is Dalet al Dalet. And if it's not a valid Erev. So it's a locha, Hilchos Erev, it's not a locha, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so it's Mutter above 10 or below 10. Problem is, if it wouldn't be a Kalkala, so it wouldn't be, it's not an area which is 4x4, and an area which is not placed in a 4x4 is not kosher.
The Kalkala makes it as if it were 4x4?
Correct. Some of the Rebbe Yehuda. Some of the Rebbe Yehuda, Domer Chachigin Lahashlim. Some of the Rebbe Yehuda, Domer Bin and Erev, Agami Mokam Arbo. Veleka. In a case where without the Kalkala you wouldn't have an area which is Dalet al Dalet. The Chakin Lahashlim means if it has to be considered on a Mokum, which is a 4x4, so the Kalkala wasn't 4x4. You didn't put it on it's hanging on off of the tree. The tree is not a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. According to the mayor, we had before, the mayor says we look at it as if it was leveled off. It's Chakin Lahashlim, even though there's actual material there, the tree, or the case we had remembered was in the first paragraph, was the case of the arch. So even though the opening was less than four tefachim across, since you could, as it were, cut out a virtual opening of four across all the way up to the height of 10, we consider it as if it's that wide, it's that large. So we hear, we look at the area of the Kalkala and the area of the tree together as if it was one large area of 4x4. My Rabbi Huda. Where does Rabbi Huda said this rule?
It's how you Rabbi Huda Omer.
No, that's Kairo, Rabbi Shasa Rabin. Venich Eruva Oleha. Person put a Kairo standing, a beam standing up in Shasa Rabin. Placed an Erev on top of it. Gva Yud Baruchav Adal. Eruv Erev. If it's 10 high and 4x4, it's an Erev. Imlav, ain't Eruv Erev. If not, it's not an Erev. Morris says, 1 second, that's strange. Adarabu. So here it means, if it's 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4x4, it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And it's standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabba. So to my mission, there's an Isser Gaber to take from there. Count to Rosh Hashanah Rabba. Samura says, I don't know, but in the case it's not 4x4, Huvei Ruba b'mokim echad. It's mamish like it's on the ground. It's in the same mokim as Rosh Hashanah. Or if it's not 10 tefachim high, so it's in the same mokim. L'hachah kamar, g'boya asara, tzarech shehei arborosha arboa, en g'boya asara, en tzarech shehei arborosha arboa. If it's 10 tefachim high, so that is considered not part of the lower rishos. So it has to have a makom of a dalet al dalet. If, however, it's less than 10 tefachim high, then we consider it as it were, it's part of the lower rishos. It doesn't need an area of 4x4 because it's really part of the lower rishos, which is much larger. Might as well finish off the last piece of Gemara. We have a lot of Rashi to do. Okay, but let's finish the last piece of Gemara. Gemara says, "Come on." So this teretz that it's going like your mayor, it's going like your behuda. Okay. Venus talking. Right. Ravina said the Seva was a case that didn't have Rabuah. The Kakala was Mashli Mosil Asar Rabuah. So the Mor says, Deloik Rabir Sib Rabbi Yehuda. That Teretz, so it means, even though you hold like your Mary, you hold Chaykh and Lahashlim, and resultant area which is equivalent to 4x4, it's not considered a rishus yachid. If the actual tree has that size, it's rishus yachid, but together with the kakala, it's not considered a rishus yachid. So here's the tree. Tree is 2x2 or 2x4. The kakala is 2x4. They're right next to each other. You hold chukal hashem as if it was leveled off. It's one large area, 4x4. No, it's not a rishus yachid. That's not like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, we have this in Shabbos. Noatz Kana Rishus Surabim. Takes a slender pole, which is not 4x4, and he's noyets it into the karka. He digs down into the karka. Beneath Rosh Hashanah, and he puts on the top a basket. And the basket is 4x4, and it's above 10 tefachim. Vizorak menochal gavo b'skai, and it landed in the basket. The basket is 4x4. It's above 10. So the person, it's considered, it's Rosh Hashanah Yoch. It's a person threw from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and landed in the basket is Chayim because it's considered Hachnosa from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Rosh Hashanah Yoch. So more saying over here, but the case of the Kalkola should be the exact same thing. The Kalkola is the basket. It's not 4x4, but we're going with your mayor, it's Chukh and Lahashim, which means we look at the area of the tree as if it had been cut, leveled out equal to it. So now we have an area of 4x4. Why isn't there Rosh Hashanah Yochid? The answer is because it doesn't have. You see, the requiring that the fact that it's 4x4 is not enough, since it's not 4x4 all the way down.
Why isn't it a Rosh Hashanah Yochid? It isn't a Rosh Hashanah Yochid.
Right? So apparently you require 4x4 all the way down. And Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, you don't need that. Even though the kana is less than 4x4, since the truss on top is 4x4, that's a Rosh Yachid. So you're saying before it's not a Rosh Yachid, it's not like a Rosh Yehuda. Verse says, no, I feel the same Rosh Yehuda. I could tell you, this is going like a Rosh Yehuda. This halacha over here, that's not a Rosh Yachid. So the case of Traskel is Rosh Yachid. The case over here with the Kokol, it's not Rosh Yachid. So what's the difference? Hasim Hadra Mechitzta. The case over there was that the Traska was upside down. So the walls of the Traska were facing down. So you can say, Gurach is Mechitza, and the walls to go down to the ground. So it's looking as if it's been down, it was down all the way down from the ground up. Over here, the Kakala was facing up, so the Mechitzas would not be able to consider Gurach is Mechitza. So therefore, it wasn't Daladal, lower down. It's not considered a Rosh Hashanah. Now, there's no din of... You could argue that the Chorob, what happened to the Gedeon Boykin Boy, right? If you have a full bona fide Mechitza, you don't say Gurach is Mechitza if the Gedeon can go under it. So we hear that that's not true, because the pole in the middle blocks the access for the animal, even if the pole isn't Daladal. But the pole, an animal can't walk under this thing. There's this pole in the way. So that's considered enough to block the access. That's not considered Gedeon Boykin Boy. This 4x4 basket, when projected downwards, is an area where an animal can't walk under it. It can walk up to the side of it, maybe, but it can't walk directly under this 4x4 because there's a pole in the middle.
So what's the measure of the limitation of the overhead? Instead of 4x4, let's say it's 10 amot by 10 amot on a post.
An architectural feat, what?
No, it's just we need a stronger I-beam running across. It's not an issue. We have to look at the Wilson Bridge. That's extended a lot more than 10 amot. There's no pole in the middle.
Yeah, but there's two. Doing it on one alone would be more challenging. I can't deliver. But, okay, I don't know. I mean, Pasha, it shouldn't make a difference. Once the dalal down in the middle is Rosh Hashanah, the whole thing is Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, but when it's sticking out several amos, maybe it can be walked underneath.
That's true, but once the middle area is Rosh Hashanah, just that it can't be walked underneath, so then the whole thing is Rosh Hashanah. It's worse, it's Chari Rosh Hashanah. He's not saying it's just a yachid down below.
No.
He's saying it's just a yachid on top.
Yes.
So here's the pole. So this area is just a yachid. That's no question. Mm-hmm. So now everything else, which is just the rest of the platform, is an extension of that Rosh Hashanah. Even if you tell me that, I would argue that the animal could walk here, but it would make a difference. I'm not sure that's true anyway, but maybe it would be. At worst, it would be Chari Rosh Hashanah. The rest of it is like the Charim. Which case?
You've got this larger area, right? 10 by 10.
Is it? Yeah.
The walls are out here.
So right.
Standing upward from the edges. So what defines it? So what gives it a... And why would these walls extend downward?
No, that's for sure. That over there is Gedeon Boykin Boy. That I think you'd be right. That underneath is it's hard to issue. So Yochid consents Gedeon Boykin Boy. I'm not sure what the law is. Okay, so that's one teretz. I'm working with different teretz. You hear me, Omer? Shiny kalkola, how be Yochid and Toso la via the sechasor. The case was the area was placed on the kakala. So that was the question. The question was, if you hold it, it's a Yehuda, it's a Rosh Yachid. It's a Rosh Yachid, you're back to the problem. He's being a Shabbos in the Rosh Rabim. He can't access his area, which is in the kakala, which is a Rosh Yachid. So if you're telling me that that's the case, it must be you're telling me it's not Rosh HaSayach. That's the thought process of the Gemara. It's not like a Rosh HaSayach who calls the top of the trough called Rosh HaSayach. Comes to Rebbe, so the Morse first Torah says, you're right, it's not Rosh HaSayach. But the difference is over there is facing one way, it's facing the other way, and everybody agrees the difference in how you define your mechitzas. Rebbe says, no. It is, we all agree with Rosh HaSayach. It is Rosh HaSayach. So Rosh HaSayach, so how in the world is it a valid Erev? Well, so the answer is because so remember we had in Shabbos the dib agar klishme agar. So the kakol is holding the erev. However, the kakol, the erev is large, is this big, and the kakol is this big, and it's right above 10. Now, if you tilt the kakol up, the whole erev runs down to the area below 10. It's still in the kakol. So Yirmiyah says that's mutter because you moved it from above 10, which is Rosh HaSayachid, to below 10, which is the Rosh HaSarabim. It's in the airspace of the Rosh HaSarabim, and it's noch, it rests. He says, yeah, but it's agat klish mayagat. It hasn't totally, as long as it's in the kli, and the kli is attached to above 10, so it's not considered that it left, that it was noch in the Rosh HaSarabim. On the other hand, we're going to, Rabbi Yirmi is learning that we're going to be mechadish. Hayois, right now it's below 10. You can't give the kakola a din of Rosh HaSayach. So it's not noch in Rosh HaSarabim because it's attached to above, but it's not Rosh HaSayach anymore because it's below 10. So at that point in time, it would be mutter to take the Erev out of the kakola to where you're standing in Rosh HaSarabim, at least on the Raisa level. So, and we're going to Rebbe holds that Benesh Mosh is going to go through. So, Mela, you'd be allowed to take it out, and it'll be mutter to get access it. So, even if Holy Grace of Yehuda, that a Tarasko is Rosh HaSayachid, and the Chakola, when it's above 10, is Rosh HaSayachid, it's still accessible from the person who is in Rosh HaSarabim, because he has a way to tilt it to him and get it to himself. Okay, so that's Rebbe Yirmiyah's Terence. According to Rebbe, all this is going in Rebbe Shita. Rebbe holds like Rameir, Rebbe holds like Yehuda, and Rebbe will agree to Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe holds Akka Klishmayaga, and therefore and Rebbe, he said before, holds the Gaza Benish Moshes. So you tell me that's also Mirabon, but Mirai said it's Mutter. Okay, we have a lot of Rashi to do.
What?
Agav klishmayagav? Yeah. Agav klishmayagav is, the case we had in Masechet Shabbos was the person has a large box and he has items in the box which are small. He takes the box, which is the Rosh HaSayachid, and he puts it down halfway from Rosh HaSayachid and half Rosh HaSarabim. So the box hasn't left Rosh HaSayachid. So there was no chitzah on the box yet. But the items which were in there, some, they're small enough that some of them are totally no longer in Rosh HaSayach, they're in Rosh HaSarabim. They're in the box in Rosh HaSarabim. So the Chari Yish Mikhay, if you hold Agad Kli Shmei Agad, it's considered attached inside the Kli, and the Kli is still attached back to Rosh HaSayach. It's considered those items have not totally left Rosh HaSayach because they're inside of the Kli, which is in Parashat Rosh HaSayach. Okay. We're holding on Lama Gimel Manal from Rashi's. Lamalam Meyasura Ein Eruveir. It's almost about halfway. It's about halfway down the page. It's in the medium-sized lines. Lamalam Meyasura Ein Eruveir. The Mor says, "Where was this Machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan? Where was it found?" It's Tanya. So the Mor brought the Brisa, which says, "You put it in the Ilan. It's the Lamalam Meyasura Ein Eruveir. Lamata Meyasura is Eruveir." The case of the price was the case of the mission that he wanted to be shavus by the trunk and the Rosh HaSarabim. But the case of the price is exactly the same, and now the knife extends out and you place it on the knife more than 4 amas away from the trunk. And it curves up, and he placed it on that curve. was a lit light. But later on in Shabbos, he can't take it off. Even when it's below 10, also lit the Shabbos, he can't take it off on Shabbos. If he wants to eat it, that's considered using the tree. Taking an item on and off of the tree is also. So if he can't take it off, why is it a good erev? I feel a hachi, kanele erev ben hashmashos. Him the shimush ilan shuster banan hu. Since the issue of using a tree is a durban. Like gozer la ben hashmashos. Because that weren't gozer during ben hashmashos time when the erev is to be effective, according to Rebbe. We have a boy, the mishkele, he shaita, motzi shokol. If he wanted to take it off then, he could have. Rashi Kalisha Shabbos v'yamtiv habi min rabbanon kari shuus. So the word is loshen that everything which is also mishum shuus l'gozulav. So the word shuus means anything which is min rabbanon. I love to tell you that I remember the Mishnah over there clear. The Mishnah of Amish Tamshim Be'ilin. It's a Mishnah in Be'ah. It's in Laman, it was a Laman Zion or something like that. So the Mishnah says, Elohim Mishum Rishos, Elohim Mishum Shuz, Elohim Mishum Mitzvah. And it makes a list of there's things which are mitzvah type of items which are also to do, the things which are Rishos items which are also to do, and Elohim Mishum Shuz, and they're also to do. Now, the truth are all 10 things mentioned in the Mishnah, all Osir Mirabonah, they're all Shavuos. But some of them are, even though they're a mitzvah, they're still Osir. So they call them, some of them, the Mishnah first was Rishos, because there's some element of propriety of doing that. Some are just not, they're still Mirabonah. Rashi is over here saying, so that this sounds like that Mishnah, that there's like all different types of Shavuos.
Propriety of doing that?
Right.
What do you mean?
It's called Rishus, it means there is some element of it, it's proper to do it, it's not stama, has no benefit, halachic benefit at all.
Still you're not allowed.
And still you're not allowed to do it, that's the mission. So, but it seems to categorize Shavuos as only 3 of the 10 items, or 4 of the 10 items, if I recall correctly. So that's not true. All of the Shavuos applies, to all the name Shavuos really isn't a generic name to apply to all of them. Okay. So Mor says, "Hiniach eruba be'ilan the matim mishloish." Some of the car he put on the tree all the way down low. Mutzal tatzal little you're allowed to take it off. B'Shabbos the whole matim mishloish. Feel be'ilan le'gosru love chazal did not ask or taking something off of a tree which is less within 3 tefachim of the ground. So the bottom little piece. Hang something there, you'd be allowed to take it off. That's part of the ground. We look at this. The Havi Ari Kara Smith is like a thick piece of ground. It says if some tree, they have roots which come out above the ground and they bend down like a mangrove. So you want to sit on that little bench. So if the bench is 3 tefachim off the ground, it's also, if it's less than 3, you're allowed to sit on it. You mean Mishtam Shbilin? No problem. Within Gimel, it's considered part of the car. Okay, then he said, Nosav Kolo, Shulamal Mesorah, Ruba Erev. He put it in the basket, even above 10 is acceptable. The Kalam Mefarsh, Meshain, Behilan, Rochav Dalad. The case has to be that the tree wasn't Dalad. Otherwise, the tree is Rishosu Yachid, so why is the Kolo? Mutter. Vasalitla Lukas, and we're not garrison the words Vasalitla. Because if you would put those words into the phrase, right, apparently some people have that in. Amai matamal kamon ad rabbonin. Well, the Amar lema kasabri rabbonin studin asurin. The Mor says, "Ah, you see the chum hold that taking things out of the chakola, which is on the tree, is asur." They'll study in Rosser. But in Rebbe Lomitama, it doesn't ask the question in Rebbe. A So Rabbi also said it's also litloy. So the fact that Morris says, oh, the Rabbanon holds, sudden ulcer, sounds like it means Rabbi didn't say that it's also to carry. So it wouldn't make sense, and the Morris, that you have the gears of also litloy, and the Morris should only ask on the Rabbanon. You see, the Rabbanon holds, it's also to take it. And Rabbi holds, it's also to take it. The also said it's also to take it. See, you're not garrisoned. So Rashi, where did the mistake come from? From the Kaimi of Rabbanon Alei, Bamrin, Chavach, Mashal, Shalitloi, the Chavach's response is, no, since it's also litloi, you can't take it, it's not a good Erev. That's why some people, some Svorim, the person wrote in the words, also litloi. But really, that was a mistake. It wasn't there. Because sin and law, if you do have a text which has it and you hold it, it would belong there. Time of Shimla Ksavra Tzadon Nasarin. So the problem here isn't the problem of Hitzah. The Rebbe is saying it's not a Hitzah problem. So what's the Isser? The Isser is being Mishtamish Begilin and he holds Tzadon Rasar. Okay. So where it says, the Chavim are going back on what? Ilay Masefa, the Chumra going back on the case of the Sefa, the Chumra Rebbe, the son of Sabaka called it Ruba Erev. Rebbe said, you put it in the basket, it's mutter to take it. It's a good Erev, because mutter to take it. Lama the Rabbanan Baron said, no. Hal, but Sefa said, also Litla Bishabas, Mishum Mashim Mashilon, and in Ruba Erev, the Gosel was Benash Moshes. Chumra said back, I hear, it's not a Tzah problem, but there is a problem with Mishtamash Bilon. So it's not a good Erev. That's Chum's Lashon. Since you can't take it off because it's Mimishtamash Reelon, it's not a good Erev. But then it comes out, namely because everybody is studying the Elon Asurin. It means studying or us. What does that mean? Then Mimishtamash Reelon Atzmi. He's not using the tree itself. He's taking something off of the basket on the tree. So the basket is considered like the studying an item which is like an extension of the tree. And now being mishtamish with the extension is also usur because I can't take something out of the basket. Ihavi shokal l'ruva yefil b'shabes b'kalkolo hu d'mishtamish should see the ilan. He's using the see the ilan, not the ilan itself. Uplugti b'perik mishayichshe iklam adam rasur b'iklam adam remutzer. It's b'chokas am roi whether it's usur or mutzer studen. I should bring a proof from this brisa that the chamim holds studen or aser. Maybe hahu the shori was kapokes tanoim. Okay, ki yachid b'mokum rabbit. So now I know that the opinion which says that it's mutter is connected to the chachamim, which is the rabbit. So then it should be I should know the paskin yachid rabbit lochet rabbit. But have a tihach masnisa siyata lemaid the paskin and hosim the hilchos of studen asurin. And the more it actually passes in Sudden Asurin, this price over here should function as a proof to that. The more says no. I can say the Chumra arguing in the case of the Reisha. Ella Reisha, Kaimirabon, it could be Sudden or Mutter. In the case of the Kalkol, is Mutter to take it out. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about the case of the Reisha. Ella Reisha, Kaimirabon, the Chumra Rebbe, Nostabil, and the Matim, you put it on the tree below 10, it's a valid Erev. Well, so the Libby can't take it off later on Shabbos. So why is it good here? Because Ben Shmosh, they weren't guys. So Ben Shmosh, you're allowed to take it off of the tree. You want to come later on and eat your meal, but you can't eat your meal during the Ben Shmosh because then you have no Erev. So you leave it there the whole Ben Shmosh. Later on, you want to take, well, it's not Ben Shmosh anymore. So now it's also to be Mishtamash Bilun. But Ben Shmosh, it would have been mutter to take it off. Because there's Rebbe holds there's no Rabbanon in Benish Mashas, and therefore it's a good Erev. So the Chum say back, Bamar le Rabbanon, Abba Gavda, who Veiruva Berisha Sarama, Elon Sim Shazarama, Kimad also Lidla Bishabas Mashim Elon, also Lidla Benish Mashas, Shu Safik, Veneruva Erev. You can't take it off on Shabbos because it's on a tree. You can't take it off Benish Mashas on a tree either. So it's not a good Erev. Okay, so the Chavim are arguing on the Shehu Safik, Benish Moshe Shehu Safik, Benish Moshe, which is a time of Safik. Bir buttons are also ushered during Minish Moshes. Now, so that's here you have clearly the Brisa. Rebbe is saying that Minish Moshes, it's mutter to take it over the tree, therefore the area is said to be allowed there. The Chum says it's also taken over the tree, because the buttons are relevant Minish Moshes, so it's not a good area. So that's where you have the machlok is whether someone says Mishum Shavuos goes to Benish Moshes. Okay, what was the case of the tree? If the tree wasn't 4x4, the it's not considered independent rishos. If it's next to a rishos yarabim and rishos yachid, it's considered as if it doesn't exist vis-a-vis rishos yarabim or rishos yachid. So somebody from rishos yarabim could use it. Somebody from rishos yachid could use it. It's between the two. Can mean Sham. I'm another Malay Skufa. Cases it was like this step, like a platform. And not only Oni, but not only Mibalabayas, not only you can take from the Oni, you were standing with Shisha Rabbim and give it back to him, or from Balabayas and give to him. I feel he served Rabbanon like a Chazal did not ask or taking from a Malka Patur. Even in Rabbanon. Oh, Ginosu Lamala Measoro. So Rebbe said it's Osir, it's not a good Erev. What's not Rishas Yachid? It's not Dalal Dalit. But my Ener of Erev, Rebbe Yachalit, Lo Yabir Rishas Aram, he can take it down. Elamai, the case was Edith Be Dalit. Shemachit Kosir Le Resha. So in the Resha it's Osir, it's not a good Erev because it's above 10. He can't take from the tree, which is above 10 and 10 by, and 4 by 4 down to where he's standing. Good. Problem is, Sefer my mahani lekakola, but they said if it's in a basket, it's okay. The basket's in Rishas Yachid, so it's in a basket, so I can take from the basket, which is Rishas Yachid, down to Rishas Rab. That's not true. So more so, Elamai, the case has to be saved by the Ispidal. Shemachin the Malam Yod, any Ruverib, the Hubrishas Rabin, a Ruverishas Yachid. It's not a good error because they're in two independent Rishu Yos. Say with the less Bay Dalit al Dalit. So that's why it's mutter. So now the question if it's mutter, so what's in the gate of the basket? If the tree, this case is the same as if the tree wasn't 4x4, so you put in the tree, it's also mutter. So what do you need a kakola for? Kol d'nakel isn't because of the hilchos rishus yachid. It's because of, there's an independent halacha in Erev that Erev must be placed on a platform which is dalit al dalit. The other chashivas of kinyan makom and it must stand on something significant. Kol d'nakel mishum the Rebbe Sivulak of Yehuda. Damei Ruven Erev amunach l'mala miyud loy have Erev. If it's above 10, it's not considered a valid Erev unless it's in some which is 4x4. Filling the sky unleashed by the malo, Elam can munach al gami makom arbo. That's the place in something which is 4x4. Helkach. Yilav kakolo, like Erev al gami makom arbo. So the tree wasn't large enough. So it wasn't large enough. You don't have a good Erev. Not because you can't access it, because even you could access it, but it's not on a makom. El kakolo mashlimosel arbo. The case was that the kakolo with area, its floor space, together with the thickness of the tree, adds up to 4x4. So look, Rameir. Darm lagavi kipa, parakama. Rameir said in the case of the arch, chachikin lahashla. So in the case you have your wall going up, the side walls going up, and then there's this arch over here, and it wasn't 10 tefachim high. So it's 4 tefachim wide. By the time it gets to the top, it's not 4 tefachim wide anymore. But we could look at it as if virtual reality is if this area was cut out. So you have a width of 4x4. A width of 4, I'm sorry. So it's a valid shar. So same thing over here. We look at it as if here's the basket. And we look as if we cut in a level place through the width of the tree, and together this area add up to 4x4. So even though it's really not sitting in an area which is 4x4, because the cocola is 2x4, and the tree is 2x4, it's not sitting on that platform. There's a platform there. That's called as if it was on such a platform. So if it's 4x4, it's 10 tefachim high, so we're back to the problem. So the above you, it's Rishos HaYachid, you can't take it down to Rishos HaRabbah, so why is it a good Erev? No, it's not a good Erev. Not a Rishos HaYachid, because Kim Neimet HaDisha Shal Ilan Rochav Dal, since it's down below, it's not 4x4, so you don't have an area which is 4x4 and 10 tefachim high. You have an area which is 2x4 and a platform. That's not Rishos HaYachid. Which is, that's the worst caution. That's like not like a Rishon of Yehuda holds that a trial school is. It has to be 4 wide already within 3 tefachim off the ground. The boats of Meshon. What a boat! What is that? They'd seen those Shesholeim Chadim. They're boats which came down. They came down to a point in the bottom. They Shesholeim Rechav Dalit. They're not even a width of 4 tefachim wide. On the Malah Hayim Holchos and Merchivos.
At the bottom. Okay.
Right. It's not even a little width. Mamash comes down to a V. That's below 4 tefachim wide.
Yeah, right. Like 12 inches, but below 4.
Right. Well, 12 inches is 4, but they're close to
9
it. Okay. The Malahin Olchus Merchivus has to go up, they get wider. Harbim, much wider. The Mechitzdan Gevoros Yud, they're 10 tefachim high. So the Gemara said, Imitaltim Hanelo Arbaamus. You can't. So normally a boat is Rishos HaYachid, you can carry it, even the boat is. You know, it's 50 feet long and 20 feet wide. You can carry wherever you want. But over here, you can't. You can't carry more than 4 amas. It's a karmelis.
Within the vessel.
The lav rishos hayachid and it's on rishos hayachid. Vav gav devay masara rechavim arbaam lamalo. Even though it's 10 wide and 4 and 10 high and 4 wide, hal b'shaleim lo havi arbaam. Sit down below. It's not 4. It's not rishos hayachid. The Gemara says it actually says it's the other way around. If it's a sharp, if at the time it goes up 3 tefachim, that's like lovid.
Yes.
It's already 4 tefachim wide.
Yes.
That's considered as if it's flat. Remind me.
A number of pages ago, we had situations where the material piled up forming a slope.
Right.
That slope was a run of 10 over a rise of 4. As to whether or not it formed in the pizza.
There's 4. If it goes in 4 amas, it goes up 10. Right. So that's considered as if it's a wall. Right.
So here we would instead be a run of 3 over a rise of.
Right, and that becomes as if it's that's all like one malkum. So this malkum is now for tefachim wide. Let's finish off this Rashi. Well, Gabila Nami time mishum halchihu. So that's we hold like your behuda. You need it should be. It's not considered Rishos HaYachid because it doesn't have that width. That's clearly the logic which we're assuming right now. In the Shabbos, in the case of the boat, Mamash says the exact same thing. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says as long as it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 wide, I don't care how wide it is on the bottom. So it's mamash. This is clearly a parallel, a good parallel, because the more over here it says challenges this din with the Rishon Yehuda, the more challenges that din with the Rishon Yehuda. So I, it's like Rashi. I know that I'm saying a good parallel, but comparing the two, because the more really endorsed that. Okay.